I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about doing business and ministry. Business and ministry, they seem like two opposing things. And for a long time, I personally wrestled with this. Do I do business? Do I do ministry? Before I was saved, I was doing business. I had my own gym business, personal training business. And then I start to develop this Abundant Life Blueprint program. And we've got teachings and biblical teachings and these types of things. And I'm wavering back and forth for a long time. Do I do business? Do I do ministry? Do I give it all away for free? Do I charge money? What do I do? What's the right way here, God? Because I want to do it in a way that's pleasing to God and it seems right to the people as well. I want to do it the right way. I don't know if you've ever wrestled with these decisions, whether it's just, you know, I've got something to sell. I want to make some money on it. I want to come out ahead financially, but I also want to do good. And I think what God began to teach me about this is, number one, I was asking the wrong question. Do I do business or do I do ministry? The answer was not one or the other. The answer is both. We're supposed to do business and ministry. Think about Jesus. In the parable of the talents, when Jesus gives the example of God giving the talents to the people, he leaves and he says what? He says, do business until I return. Jesus says, I had to be about my Father's business. So there's a business side to this. Now, whatever you're doing, there's always going to be a business and a ministry side. Whether you're in pure business, you own a publicly traded company, or it's pure ministry, you're doing full-time ministry. No matter which side you're on, there's always going to be elements of both business and ministry. The best ministries need to be run like a business, and the best businesses need to be run like a ministry. The principles of business, financial tracking, good accounting, trying to provide value for your customers, thinking about the next level and growing and expanding with your customers and clients. On the ministry side, doing good, being generous, connecting people to God, letting people see God through you, ministering to people's needs, more than just the financial transaction. So those same principles have to be applied into whatever we do. We got to be diligent. We got to be good stewards. We got to function at a profit, because if it's consistently losing money, it's not going to survive forever. You could have a full-fledged ministry, but if it's not surviving financially, then you can't keep on the mission. And so you have to combine these principles of both business and ministry together, I believe. And so we're going to be taking the communion over this today, because I think there's a grace to this. I think it takes God's help. It takes his grace to show us how to do this the right way. So we're going to be taking communion over this, asking for his help with that today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance today, to make his sacrifice active and alive and relevant right now, today, in this present moment. It helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you proclaim the death, until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is this activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to take these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our soul, into our mind and remembrance and imagination, and combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do, that we can release our faith into. It's very powerful. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord. Just that deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that God and Jesus were willing to do, to give us life, to connect us back together with him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And let me take a few minutes to examine ourselves, because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we're talking about some practical health and physical exercise tips. Because I truly believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways for us to practice exercising our faith, to practice applying our faith, to receive this grace by faith and experience God doing the work through us. For us to rest and Him to do the work through us. It's a great way for us to practice that. And then once we understand the principles of how to experience that grace flowing through us, we can begin to apply those same principles into every other area of life. It teaches us. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do it? We're going to get connected to the master. Because we have to have this eternal perspective with God. This eternal perspective on life with God. And that relationship with God has got to be brought down into today. Our relationship with him has to impact today. The things we do, the decisions we make, our actions and behavior and the things that we speak, the things we think about, it's got to impact today. That's where we're going to talk about executing these four fundamentals. And we're going to bring some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. So our first one, we're going to get positioned in the light. This is like the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in between. We're going to take our position in humility today. And remember, we have to keep redoing this every day. We're going to take our position in humility, because it's the humble who are given grace. It's the humble who are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves, and we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. And we're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best about other people, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering. Because love never fails. We're going to take our position today in gratitude and praise. And like we've talked about recently, we're not just going to think about gratitude and praise. We're going to physically express it into the world. We're going to speak it. We're going to write it. We're going to move with gratitude in our body today. It's different getting it expressed into the world than just thinking about it. And gratitude and praise is one of the greatest expressions of faith. And it's one of the easiest ways to just keep position in the light all day. And when we take our position today, we're stepping into the light. We're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything he has, and he gave it all to Jesus because he was worthy. He was deserving of it. And we get this amazing opportunity. We get to be in him today. By faith, we can access this grace in which we now stand. And when we take our position in the light, we have access to everything God has, his spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his kingdom, his purpose. We become part of his family, his health and energy, his time and finances, and so much more. It's all in there in the light. That's where we're going to start to magnify it. First, we're going to take our position in it. Then we're going to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It's to expand the capacity where God can flow more and more of all these good things that he has through us. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? What are we meditating on? When I think of meditation, I think of what am I doing repeatedly? What are my consistent, repeated words and thought patterns and actions? So to meditate on the light, to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Thinking about it, studying it diligently. We can magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God. We got peace with God. We got his blessing and favor on our lives. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. To magnify all the things that are going well and looking back at how far God has already brought us. All that he's already done in our lives. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than those issues and problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, venting and complaining, magnifying the size of the issues and problems, rather than resting and trusting in God, trying to figure it all out ourselves, rather than resting and trusting in God. That's where we've got to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, or I'm going to withhold good things that I know to do for other people, but I'm not going to do it because they did something to me. They said something to me, so I'm not going to do something nice for them. Or I might avoid them or withdraw my presence or give them the silent treatment. None of those are the way of unconditional love and grace. We're supposed to love other people and give other people the same grace God has given us. And when we walk in that, when we function in that, we're keeping our position. When we're in darkness, you might have these feelings of heaviness and pressure on the inside, like all the weight of all the problems is sitting on you. You might feel hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck, and it seems like there's no way out. Then there's low energy. I think of it like a black hole. It just begins to suck all the energy out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion about which steps to take and which direction to go. You get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns that can become very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more that rest begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest and take that pressure off of ourselves, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because I've got his peace and his joy and his energy and his love and his spirit and his power, his mind and wisdom all just begin to flow. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free and break us free out of tough situations, issues, and problems we've been stuck in for a while. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever miss it, we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around, to get right back into the light again. One of our biggest challenges is sustaining our positioning and our focus throughout the day, because life is trying to throw things at us throughout the day. If we ever miss it, number one is having the awareness and recognizing, wait a minute, I'm off track right now. I'm feeling that heaviness on the inside. I'm wanting to snap at people, to retaliate at people, to withdraw my presence. My energy levels are low. I'm feeling stressed and worried. I'm off track right now. We recognize the symptoms and we start with humility. Father, forgive me. We humble ourselves to receive that grace. Father, forgive me for whatever it was. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. If we need to reconcile with any other people, we need to say we're sorry. We need to do whatever we need to do to get peace in those relationships. We take those steps. And then you start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness and his love, and that what he put within us is more than enough. And immediately you'll feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off you on the inside. Your energy levels and faith and courage and confidence will rise up. You'll feel the peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you on the inside. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. We've got to stay tuned in for his leading. And my favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start by writing out gratitude to get my positioning in the light. And then I like to magnify what went well today. What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Because the more you look for them, the more of them you're going to see. Then it's good to examine ourselves. Was I off track at all? How was my positioning? How was my focus? Any adjustments that I need to make? Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? What's the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write that down. It's really important to get it out of your head and onto the paper. Helps us to remember and not forget. Then as we go throughout the day, we're going to stay tuned into him. We're going to stay connected to him because he's going to navigate our day. We've got to stay tuned into him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just get still and slow down for a minute or two. Think of it like plugging your phone back in to get powered up in him again. Then the last thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And what I've learned to do is stick with what I know to do. Because I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I would ask him for his leading and direction, but then I wouldn't wait for him to show me, and I would just do whatever I thought was best. End up wasting a bunch of time, having to redo things and all these types of things. On the other side, sometimes I was getting behind God because I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. So I've learned to do. What do I know to do today? And that becomes my plan for the day. What's on my to-do list? What's in my conscience? Anything I'm procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God that I know to do. And I've learned to stay with that stuff. What do I know to do? And it'd be usually a list of maybe 3 to 10 things. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected to him. Start praising and thanking him, magnifying him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together in partnership with him today. With a willing heart, with a good attitude, and full confidence in him. That place of that confident faith, that he's right there with us all day. And when you get to that place of that confident faith, where all those doubts are removed, you move to this place of knowing. And this grace begins to flow through us, and he begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at these scriptures a little bit here. Talking about business and ministry. This is a passage of scripture that really helped me. Because like I said, I was wavering back and forth, and God began to show me. It's not business or ministry. It's business and ministry. You got to combine the principles, whatever you're doing. We're all called to both business and ministry. We're all selling something. We're all trying to hopefully do good in our walk with God. We're trying to do good and minister to people as well, to connect them to him. And this verse really helped me right here. It's Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. We're going to see both giving and selling here in the same verse. It says, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Okay, so we got giving. Giving helps us to grow more prosperous. It seems counterintuitive. I remember when I was first getting started with God, and I'm reading these Proverbs every day, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. How can I give freely and grow more prosperous? That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense when you take out the God factor, but when you put God into this equation, now all of a sudden it makes sense. But then it says in verse 26, people curse the one who hoards grain, but they pray God's blessing on the one who's willing to sell. Notice, people curse. So I'm just noticing this right now. There's a God part of this, but then there's a people part of this. People curse, not God, people curse the one who hoards grain, but they pray God's blessing on the one who's willing to sell. So there's a selling part of this, and there's a giving part of this. And so we're asking for God's help today. Heavenly Father, we're asking for your help to help us to get this right. And I believe it takes your grace to get this perfect balance right of both business and ministry and combining them together in a way that is beautiful, in the way that is right in both your eyes and in the sight of people as well, to do it the right way. And one of the things I've learned just about business or ministry, I always think of three goals. Whatever you're doing, whether it's full business, full ministry, whatever it may be, you got to combine the principles of both. But I think of three goals. Whatever it may be, number one, we're going to create with God. We're going to use that entity, that vehicle to create with God. We're going to use that vehicle to build something that's pleasing to Him. We're going to use it to be a blessing to people, to make other people's lives better. But at the same time, it's also got to set you free too, so that you can serve at an even higher level, because you can only do so much on your own. So I always think of those three goals. I'm going to use it to create with God and build something that's pleasing to Him. I'm going to build something that is really helpful to people and a true blessing. They're grateful that it exists. And then I also got to build it in a way that's going to set me free at the same time, because our purpose is supposed to set us free. And so I always look at those three goals. I've learned firsthand, you can build a business or a ministry that's just a big prison for yourself, and you get stuck in it. I got to have those three criteria. So Heavenly Father, we're asking for your help today to get this right. We're so thankful for your grace and your goodness to teach us how to do this the right way. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Father, we just thank you for this bread, this opportunity to remember him. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after the Last Supper, Jesus said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with him. We can know him, and that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right, let's talk about some health stuff real quick. I've been thinking about this verse a lot lately. Colossians 2, verses 19. It says, talking about some people, they have lost their connection with the head. It talks about Jesus is the head. He's the head of the body. Now, number one, in our workouts, in our physical workouts, if you control the head, you control the body. Keep your eyes fixed slightly up. Pay attention to your head position and alignment of your head, because it affects the entire body. From whom the whole body supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews grows as God causes it to grow. So I've been thinking about this idea because I've been come across a little teaching lately talking about when we're training, not so much to focus on the muscles, but let's focus on building the connective tissue, the ligaments and tendons and sinews. Let's focus on building these connective tissues because they're really what holds the body together. It's what supports and holds the body together, and it all connects to the head. So as you're doing your workouts, think about, I'm going to strengthen these connective tissues. Let's do our workouts in a way that stretches and expands and strengthens at the same time these connective tissues in our body, because they're what hold everything together. And I'm asking God for some help today on this too, because I want to understand this piece a little bit better. I think there are some insights into this for our health about these ligaments and sinews and how they connect to the head that I want to understand a little bit better. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. You'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint. You go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.